Confident, are we? Very well. Prepare yourself, human. I'm going to enjoy cutting you down. Now, show me what you can do. A very interesting technique. Did your mother teach you those moves? Oh, you grunting fuck. You'll pay for that. I'll have you gutted and hanging from a trestle by the morrow. You think I wish to concede? You'll be the one begging for mercy in just a few moments. Die, human! What have you done? You slayed me. My dear Torius,
the Lord's blade went still as her breathing stopped. Her body slumped forward, her head coming to rest upon thine shoulder. Thou felt her twitch in thine embrace as thou withdrew thine sword from her breastbone. With gentle care, thou laid the fallen knight on the cobbled stonework. Out of curiosity, thou decided to remove her helm, to look upon her face before laying her to rest. She was beautiful. Her eyes were the deepest blue, her hair a golden braid, and her full lips parted as they leaked blood down the side of her cheek. She stared up at thee with a final, peaceful look upon her face, as though she had been made whole in her dying moments. Out of respect, thou carried the Lord's blade down to the creek beside the Colosseum, removed the rest of her armor, and washed her corpse with the fresh flowing water from the stream. Thou tooketh extra care to clean the clotted blood from the gaping slit betwixt her breasts. When it was done, thou used thine thumb and forefinger to close her eyes and wrapped her in the blue cloth from her armor. Thou laid the Lord's blade to rest in a fresh grave beside a crooked oak tree outside the Colosseum. There was a stillness in the air as thou made thine departure, and thou felt a certain ease as thine quest resumed in turn. Go forth to chapter 24.